I'm just going to leave you with this a page, yeah? And then we'll call it a night, yeah? Okay, guys? Thank you. So there's a curse in this book called the Fuku, which is an actual real curse, even though people are always like, oh, that's just a joke, you know, like, fuck you, haha, you know? But it's not. It's actually a curse in Santo Domingo, the Fuku. And it's just kind of this bad luck that can happen to you or your family, whether you can acquire it by saying or doing the wrong things. But the earliest belief is that the Fuku came to the United to the Dominican Republic because of the arrival of Europeans. Yeah, that all the shit that happened created this huge well of bad luck that we could all draw upon, you know? And so the narrator begins by talking a little bit about the Fuku and how people believe that the Fuku was brought by Columbus. And this is the page I'm going to read to you. It's the opening of the book. It's kind of this fake historical voice, all right? And so it goes, but the Fuku ain't just ancient history, a ghost story from the past with no power to scare. In my parents' day, the Fuku was real as shit, something your everyday person can believe in. Everybody knew somebody who had been eaten by a Fuku. It was in the air, you could say, though like almost all the important things on the island, not something that folks really talked about. But in those good old days, my parents' day, Fuku had it good. It even had a hype man of sorts, a high priest, you could say, our then dictator for life, Rafael Trujillo. No one knows whether Trujillo was the Fuku's servant or its master, its agent or its principal, but it was clear that he and it had an understanding, that the two of them were tight. It was believed in Santo Domingo, even in educated circles, that anybody who plotted against Trujillo would incur a Fuku most powerful down to the seventh generation and beyond, which explains why everyone who tried to assassinate Trujillo always got done, why those dudes who finally did buck him down all died so horrifically. And what about Kennedy? He was the one who greenlighted the assassination of Trujillo in 1961, who ordered the CIA to deliver arms to the island. Bad move, Captain. For what Kennedy's intelligence experts failed to tell him was what every single Dominican, from the richest Habao and Mao to the poorest Wei and El Wei, knew, that whoever killed Trujillo, their family would suffer a Fuku so dreadful it would make the one that attached itself to the Admiral Jojote in comparison. You want a final conclusive answer to the Warren Commission question, who killed John F. Kennedy? Let me, your humble watcher, reveal once and for all the God's honest truth. It wasn't the mob or LBJ or the ghost of Marilyn fucking Monroe. It wasn't the Hunts Brothers of Texas or Lee Harvey or the Trilateral Commission. It was Trujillo. It was the Fuku. Where in Coñazo do you think the curse of the Kennedy comes from? And what about Vietnam? Why do you think the greatest power in the world lost its first world war, to a pissant third world country like Vietnam? I mean, Negro, please. It might interest you to know that just as the United States was ramping up its involvement in Vietnam, President Lyndon B. Johnson launched an illegal invasion of the Dominican Republic. Santo Domingo was Iraq before Iraq was Iraq. Turned out to be a smashing military success. And many of the same units and intelligence team that took part in the democratization of the Dominican Republic were immediately shipped out to Saigon. And what do you think these soldiers, these technicians, and spooks carried with them in their rucksacks, in their suitcases, in their shirt pockets, on the hair inside their nostrils, and caked up around their shoes? Just a little gift from my people to America, a small repayment for an unjust war. That's right, Fuku. Which is why it's important to remember that Fuku doesn't always strike like lightning. Sometimes it works patiently, drowning a nigga by degrees, like with the Admiral or like with the U.S. In Vietnam. Sometimes Fuku is slow and sometimes it is fast. It is doomish in that way. It makes it harder to put a finger on, to brace yourself. But be assured, like Darkseid's Omega effect, like Morgoth's Bane, no matter how many turns and digressions this shit might take, it always, and I mean always, gets its man. Thank you. Have a good night, you guys.